with some old hay. I'd rake hay all day, haul hay, fix the old machine. I never did mow too much. Always had hard hands after my husband died, but I'd run rakes and rake hay.
Yeah.
Haul hay all day long. Cut corn all day. Had to feed the cattle. But I didn't mind it. I just enjoyed it.
Yeah. What do you call that thing I have out there that I drive in?
Car.
Okay. And if you...
I believe I'm going to have to go, but it's hard to get
that gas. Okay, before you were gonna cook an egg, what you'd have to do to keep it from sticking to the pan, you'd put
some grease in the, let your skillet get hot, good and hot, and you put it in there and it won't stick.
Okay.
And it does better if you don't fry it too fast. It turns over better if you don't fry it too fast. If you fry it too fast, sometimes it'll creeps up and stick.
Yeah.
If you fry it slow, it's tender and there too.
Okay, if you put grease in the pan, what do you say you're doing?
You just say you're going to put some grease in the pan to fry the egg, to fry those eggs in.
Or you say you grease.
Well, I don't know whether you'd say anything
else. I
guess there is something.
Using the word grease, would you say you grease the
lard,
pan?
You grease a pan. Sometimes put your bread in, and then you grease your pan when you put biscuits in the pan to keep them from sticking. Mm-hmm. I guess that'd be it.
Okay. And if you have grease all over your hands, you'd say your hands are...
Well, you have to wash them to get the grease off.
Say your hands are all...
All greasy.
Okay.
Greasy.
Don't
feel good. You feel better when they're clean.
Okay. If your door is squeaking, you know, the hinge on it is squeaking, you might want to put some...
Well, we put something on it to stop it from squeaking or try to find out what it's all is a call for it. I guess sometimes it gets kind of loose and it'll squeak, or you have to fix it, tighten it up.
What do you put on it?
Well, you usually put some kind of oil or something on it.
Okay.
Sometimes it gets rusty and squeaks, and if you oil it, that cuts that off.
Okay. What was it that you used to burn in lamps?
Coal oil.
Okay.
A lot of people call it kerosene oil. We just call it coal oil most of the time. Most of the old settlers did.
Have you ever heard of making a lamp using a bottle and a rag?
Yeah.
And so, what do you call that?
Well, I've done that last time. You just roll up an old rag and put it in a bottle and just make you a little torch or whatever you might call it.
Okay. You ever hear it called anything like flambeau, ever heard the word sound like that?
I don't know whether I have or not. I might have and I can't think of it.
Yeah, you just call it
a torch. We just always call it a torch and then we'd make it when we'd go to rob bees to smoke the bees down, we just roll up an old rag and make smoke.